Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Bermuda Triangle, an area of the Atlantic Ocean within the triangle formed by Bermuda, Florida, and Puerto Rico, has long been a source of myth and mystery. It's alleged to have claimed many lives, vanishing ships and planes into thin air with its mystical powers. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, many different explanations have been put forward for the region's deadly force, ranging from ancient curses and alien forces to the lost city of Atlantis or even powerful vortices that suck ships into other worlds. But as you might expect from a science show, there are far more scientific explanations. One of the recent explanations for the power of the triangle involves what can only be described as ocean farts. Methane hydrates, huge bubbles of methane gas, have been proposed to bubble up from the ocean floor, which could sink ships or asphyxiate whole crews. They could even erupt from the surface of the sea and bring down planes. Then there's the myth about compasses on ships and planes in the region spinning out of control. This seems to be a bit of an exaggeration of the fact that previously a kink in the Earth's magnetic field meant that compasses in the triangle would point to true north rather than magnetic north, which is about 20 degrees out. But this deviation happens in various places around the globe, and modern navigators can easily compensate for it. Then there's some good old-fashioned PR. The myth of the Bermuda Triangle seems to have really taken off after a writer called Vincent Gaddis published a story about a Navy bomber that vanished in the region in 1945. Another writer, Charles Berlitz, found many more examples of ships and planes that had apparently vanished in the region, and the legend grew. But as far back as the 1970s, when Larry Kush wrote a book debunking the Bermuda Triangle as a myth, he found most of these disappearances were either explained by natural causes or never even happened. The vessels never actually existed in the first place, and it was a case of exaggeration or simply made up. But regardless of all these explanations, it actually seems to be a myth that the Bermuda Triangle is any more dangerous than any other area of ocean. The region lies slap bang in the middle of major shipping and aviation routes. It's the equivalent of a watery motorway. So it's not surprising that proportionally more accidents happen here than in far less frequently ploughed waters. It's simple statistics rather than supernatural spookiness. What's more, the ocean is big. Really big. It's also really deep, with surprisingly strong currents. And it's still a dangerous place, even with today's high-tech navigation kit. So while it may seem surprising to hear stories of planes or boats seeming to vanish, it doesn't mean there are foul forces at work. There are many deep seafloor trenches in the Bermuda Triangle, and it's perfectly possible for planes and ships to fall down them and be undetectable. In fact, following persistent questions from the public, the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, went as far as to release a statement in 2014 explaining that the region's reputation is a myth and that disappearances of vessels are the result of purely physical forces. Although, of course, if you're the kind of person who believes in conspiracies, then you're unlikely to be persuaded by such official statements. It's much more likely that bad weather is responsible for accidents, including hurricanes, waterspouts, and tropical storms that frequently pass through the area, along with the fast-moving Gulf Stream current. What's more, there are many shallow regions around the tropical Caribbean islands in that region, which can be tricky to navigate. So it's likely that human error and bad luck, rather than supernatural interventions, are the explanation for ships and planes lost in the Bermuda Triangle. And, as a final clincher, insurance companies don't deem the region to be any more accident-prone than anywhere else, and they've got money riding on it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.